And now we're going to take you on the worst train in America. And yes, it's right here in the Northwest. We're talking about the famed Empire Builder. It's been around since the early 20th century and takes passengers from Seattle or Portland to vistas in Glacier National Park in the Rockies all the way to Chicago. But the sudden rise in freight traffic in and out of North Dakota's oil fields has made the Empire Builder the country's most unreliable train. Correspondent Jessica Robinson takes us to the waiting area at one of the Empire Builder's major stops.
It's 2:45 in the morning at the Spokane train station. The janitor has just started vacuuming, and Tracy McKee is taking stock of how much food she has.
We have 3 apples, 3 water bottles, a few crackers, and a couple handfuls of nuts. I guess we'll start rationing out the 3 nuts every 15 minutes or something.
McKee is in for a long night. She's here with her 2 kids, 11-year-old Cole and 14-year-old Katie. They were supposed to be boarding the overnight train to Portland, where McKee's older daughter just had a baby. But the train's delayed by 5 hours.
At least. They don't know. They're guessing.
The delay might not be so bad if other things hadn't gone wrong. On this particular night, Amtrak can't find a charter bus to take the passengers. And for some inexplicable reason, the Amtrak text notifications McKee signed up for never went out. McKee looks up the nearly deserted corridor. Spokane's train station is known for being, well, not the sort of place that you want to take your kids in the middle of the night.
There's a guy sleeping over there, snoring, completely comfortable. I'm not.
Across the station, Joel Yallop fortifies himself behind his duffel bag. He tells me this place is hunting grounds for drug dealers and muggers.
You see the characters running around here, you know, all amped out and stuff.
Yallop travels a lot to construction jobs. He opted for the train to Pasco tonight because he thought it would be faster and more comfortable than a Greyhound bus. He now sees he was wrong.
It's just public transportation is just going to hell.
Well, I've been here 13 years.
Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri.
And there was a time not many years ago when you could set your clock, as they say, by the Empire Builder.
Clearly, that time has passed. The Empire Builder's on-time performance rating is the worst in the country, 31% for the last year. In December, it dipped to 15%. Maglieri says passengers have seen 8, 10, even 12-hour delays.
This is extremely frustrating to them and to us, and frankly, can hurt future business. You get some people who'll say never again after going through that, and you and I could certainly understand why.
The Empire Builder is Amtrak's most popular overnight train, with roughly 500,000 passengers every year. But lately, ridership has declined. Amtrak is in talks with BNSF, which actually owns the tracks and decides which trains go and which trains wait. Some of the snags are temporary, like weather and track closures. But the longer-term problem facing passengers is that the Empire Builder uses the very same set of tracks the booming oil industry needs to transport long, slow-moving freight cars. And that shows little sign of letting up. The whistle of passing freight trains can be heard several times an hour in Charles Mutchler's office in the library of Eastern Washington University. Mutchler is the archivist here by day, but by night he's an avid train historian.
So, once the SPNS...
He has a handlebar mustache, and he can tell you everything you want to know about trains, past and present.
Portland and Seattle, from Spokane...
At least once a year, Mutchler takes the Empire Builder, but he knows not everyone wants to go down to the station to catch a train that leaves at 2 in the morning. And Mutchler worries the massive delays could make train travel even less appealing.
I don't think it's a good thing, but I think there's the reality element to this.
The reality being the primary function of trains. In the U.S., it's not moving people, it's moving stuff. And before you get too nostalgic, Mutchler says even back in those sepia-toned days of train travel's past, the money was always in freight.
From the business perspective of the railroad industry, they're all looking at what is going to pay them the most profit at the end of the day. And passenger trains, alas, have never been it.
The National Association of Railroad Passengers has asked the U.S. Secretary of Transportation to step in to ensure BNSF gives Amtrak trains priority. This is a priority Congress wrote into law back in the 70s when Amtrak was created. In a written statement, the BNSF says passengers are a top priority for the company and that it's spending $900 million to, among other things, build a second track in western North Dakota. This should increase capacity.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. May your attention, please. This will be the first.
It's now 7 a.m. at the Spokane train station. Sunlight floods in through the windows. Passengers with wheelie bags now fill the waiting area where Tracy McKee and her kids spent the night.
We're really tired. Yep, we're tired.
They're all a little poorer, too, from emptying their change into the vending machines. At some point during the night, security escorted three transients out of the station. McKee says she managed to stay awake.
We played 20 questions. We've exhausted all of the, like, car games.
And there may be more car games in their future, only in the car. Just before McKee and her family finally board their train, she says next time, she's driving. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.